When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA. My life was simply hellish. I didn't stand a chance. I thought that I would relish a tomb like General Grant's. But now I feel so swellish, so Elsa Maxwellish, that I'm giving a dance. I feel like $1 million, feel simply out of sight. So come on down, I'm throwing a ball tonight. I'm full of the old paprika, loaded with dynamite. So come on down, I'm throwing a ball tonight. A certain person just brought some news, and wow, was it great. So I'm rehearsing my dancing shoes, 'cause now I can celebrate. I feel like $1 million, feel simply out of sight. So come on down, I'm throwing a ball tonight. I invited Wendell Willkie, I invited FDR, and for photographs I asked the staffs of Life, Look, Peek, Pick, Snap, Click, and Harper's Bazaar. I invited Monty Woolley, and of course I asked Cliff Odets. But to my surprise, every one of those guys tendered his regrets. And so I feel like $1 million, feel simply out of sight. So come on down, I'm throwing a ball tonight. I've arranged a Roomba contest just to make the party chic. And the winning ones will get 2 tons of Lux, Pons, Teal, Squibs, Mum, Zip, and Camphophonique. I invited Johnny Walker, and Hagen Haig I asked twice. But to all of my bids, every one of those kids wired back no dice. And so I feel like $1 million, feel simply out of sight. So come on down, come on down, come on down, come on down, I'm feeling magnificent, throwing a terrific ball tonight.
So come on down, as Steve Ross unveils us to do to the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. We're on August 10th, Saturday evening at 8:30. They're going to be presenting a Cole Porter Evening. And what could be a more thrilling ball than that? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, 88.3 FM. And we are going to use that wonderful event as the keystone, the cornerstone, the main event of today's show. And that means we're having our very own ball, our very own Cole Porter Cabaret. So we're going to pretend we're in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel on the 38th floor, 39th floor, I think. I don't quite remember, where Cole Porter had his own luxurious apartment. And we'll pretend that the butler has cleared the dinner and we're all sitting around the piano and we're drinking our brandy and smoking our cigars or whatever it is we're drinking or smoking. And we're going to listen today to some of the finest cabaret voices sing some of the finest songs written by one of America's finest composers. And, of course, that's Cole Porter. Well, we started off with Steve Ross, who is not only one of the best interpreters of Cole Porter, but is going to be one of the highlighted acts performers at this event at West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center on Saturday, August 10th. So we thank Steve, and we'll hear back from him some more. One of the great things about the event is it's sponsored in part by the Mabel Mercer Foundation. Now, this august and wonderful institution celebrates the power of cabaret art and performance, which is rather difficult these days. There are many great boîtes and clubs that are closing, but the performers who have sustained that art form and sustain us with their tremendous talent are an indomitable bunch. And let us go to Mabel Mercer, who, of course, the foundation is named after. She was, the queen bee of American cabaret, and here she sings two wonderful Cole Porter songs. The first is from Nymph Errant, a show he wrote that debuted in England, And then we'll hear a song from Out of This World. But first, Experiment, sung by Mabel Mercer.
Before you leave these portals to meet less fortunate mortals, there's just one final message I would give to you. You all have learned reliance on the sacred teachings of science, so I hope through life you never will decline, in spite of Philistine defiance, to do what all good scientists do. Experiment, make it your motto day and night. Experiment, and it will lead you to the light. The apple on the top of the tree is never too high to achieve. So take an example from Eve. Experiment, be curious. Though interfering friends may frown, get furious at each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you'll only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment, and you. Experiment, make it your motto day and night. Experiment, and it will lead you to the light. The apple on the top of the tree is never too high to achieve. So take an example from Eve. Experiment. Be curious. Though interfering friends may frown, get furious at each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you'll only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment, and you'll see. Imagination. Just take this motto for your theme, and soon every night will be crowded with delight, and every day will be a dream. Use your imagination. You'll see such wonders if you do. Around you there lies pure enchantment in disguise, and endless joys you never knew. Behind every cloud there's a so lovely star. Behind every star there's a lovelier one by far. So use your imagination. Just take this motto for your theme, and soon you will dance on the road to sweet romance, and every day
imaginative voice and impeccable diction and calming presence of Mabel Mercer. And it's the Mabel Mercer Foundation that is co-producing this wonderful event Saturday, August 10th at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, an evening of Cole Porter. So we're going to spend an hour with Cole Porter. We're going to pretend we're in his apartment in the Waldorf Astoria. And if you're all the way up there looking down on Manhattan, of course, you're moved to sing Down in the Depths from the musical Red Hot and Blue. And here we have Johnny Hartman to render a particularly seductive version of that wonderful song.
Manhattan, I'm up a tree. The one I've most adored is bored with me. Manhattan, I'm awfully nice. Nice people dine with me, and sometimes twice. Yet the only one in the world that I'm mad about talks of somebody else and walks out with a million neon rainbows burning below me and a million noisy taxis raising a roar. Here I stand above the town, drinking champagne with a frown, down in the depths on the 90th floor. And the crowds in all the nightclubs punish the party, and the couples at the bar, they clamor for more. I'm deserted and depressed in my regal eagle's nest, down in the depths on the 90th floor. When the only one you want wants another, what's the good of swank and cash in the bank alone? Why my janitor and his wife, they have a perfectly good sex life, and here am I facing tomorrow alone in my sorrow. Down in the depths on the 90th floor.
That was Johnny Hartman. Who wouldn't want to be stuck in a penthouse with him with that sultry voice? Well, one of my favorite interpreters of Cole Porter has been somewhat lost time, but boy, in her day, she was something else. Jerry Southern, who not only played the piano, but she looked like a movie star. She looked like Jean Tierney. And she captured both the seductiveness and the depth of Cole Porter's music, I think, like nobody else in the late 50s and early 60s. Here, she'll sing two songs. The first is called Witch from a 1928 show called Paris. And the second, a much more sultry ballad called Get Out of Town. But first, the unbelievably clever song, which maybe we'll see on August 10th, or here on August 10th, which, here's Jerry Southern.
Which is the right life, the simple or the night life? When pray should one rise, at sunset or at sunrise? Which should be upper, my breakfast or my supper? Which is the right life? Which? If the wood nymph left the park, would Park Avenue excite her? Would the glowworm trade her spark for the latest Dunhill lighter? Here's a question I would pose. Tell me which the sweeter smell makes, The aroma of the rose, or the perfume that Chanel makes. Which land is dreamier, Arcadia or Bohemia? Who'll tell the answer, the daisy or the dancer? Which life is for me, the peaceful or the stormy? Which is the right man, Walt Whitman or Paul Whiteman? Which? Should I read Euripides or continue with the graphic? Hear the murmur of the breeze or the roaring of the traffic? Should I make one man my choice and regard divorce as treason? Or should I, like Peggy Joyce, get a new one every season? Which is the right life, the simple or the nightlife? When, pray, should one rise, at sunset or at sunrise? Which should be upper, my breakfast or my supper? Which land is dreamia, Arcadia or Bohemia? Which is the right man, Walt Whitman or Paul Whiteman? Who'll tell the answer, the daisy or the dancer? Which is the right life, the simple or the nightlife? Farce has ended, the curtain's drawn, and I at least pretended that love was dead and gone. But now from nowhere come to me as before to take my heart and break my heart once more. Get out of town before it's too late, my love. Get out of town, be good to me, please. Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds off the trees? Just disappear, I care for you much too much. And when you are near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get
gosh, it would be hard to leave town if Jerry Southern were in it, but There you are. She says, get out of town, and I guess we must. Okay, we're here at Broadway to Main Street today. We're having a wonderful party with Cole Porter. We're pretending we're at his apartment in the Waldorf Astoria, and great singers are stepping up to the plate. And if it's a swelligan, elegant party, then that takes us to the film High Society. And here are two miraculous performances from that great score. The first from Louis Armstrong, who was in the film, and the next from, in many ways, a logical successor to his talents, Bobby Short. Two songs from High Society, written by Cole Porter.
We're going to do the one that we did in the picture High Society with Mr. Crosby and them cats, where we got out the bus singing High Society Calypso. Just dig that scenery floating by. We now are approaching Newport, Rhode Island. We've been for years in variety, but Charlie Knickerbocker, now we're going to be in high society. Yes, I wanna play for my former pal, who runs the local jazz festival. His name is Dexter, and he's good news. But something kind of tell me that boy's nice in the blues. High society. Yes, he's got the blues, cause his former wife begins tomorrow a brand new life. She started lately a new affair, and now the silly chick is gonna marry a square.
High society.
Square to tell, well, high society. But Brother Dexter, this treasure such, stop that wedding, it killed that match. I toot my trumpet, start the fun, and play in such a way that you come back to your son. And I society. Oh, baby, I society. And you dig old Satchmo swinging in the beautiful high society.
I love you, Samantha, and my love will never die. Remember, Samantha, I'm all one gal, Together, Samantha, we could write a star and write it high. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one gal guy. And if some distant day you decided to say, get along, get away, goodbye, remember, Samantha, I'm a one gal guy. Thank you. certain day you decided to say, get along, get away, goodbye. Remember, Samantha, I'm a one-gal guy. Remember,
what a lovely performance by Bobby Short. Today we're celebrating on Broadway to Main Street great cabaret artists turning their talents to the miraculous tunes and lyrics of Cole Porter. We have some surprise guests, and one of the oddest recordings I've ever heard is actually from a song from Kiss Me Kate, which you wouldn't think would be covered by anybody, but here is a very young Sarah Vaughan, I think around 49, 50, 51, singing a slightly rewritten version of the song Bianca from Kiss Me Kate. Here's Sassy.
In the street called Tin Pan Alley, I have suffered endless wrongs, for I'm the dog who writes in cog all of Cole Porter's Broadway songs. Here's a new one to Bianca, bless her heart and bless her soul. I'll sing it through.
Done by Sarah Vaughan. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're going to Park Avenue. We're going to take the elevator up to the 30-something floor of the Waldorf Astoria and go to Cole Porter's apartment and hear some great, great singers step up to the plate or the mic or the piano, wherever they're stepping up, to give us some very original performances. Well, our next guest is a real big surprise. It's kind of a rare recording. I'm going to let you guess to see if you can figure out who he is. I'll give you three hints. He plays the piano himself. He went to Harvard. And although maybe nobody's perfect, I think he is. Okay, here is You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To by our special guest.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze sung high, sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon that's burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. While the breeze on high sang a lullaby, you would be all that I could desire, under stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon that is burning above. You'd be so nice. Hey, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Oh, so nice to come home to, baby. So nice to love, baby. Ooh, so nice.
That was a twist of, anybody know? That's another hint. Jack Lemmon. Yes, Jack Lemmon recorded a very nice jazz album back in 1958. He played the piano himself and has a nice little spin to that part of his talents, another arrow in his quiver, as it were. Well, I'm quivering with excitement because on Saturday, August 10th at 8:30 p.m. at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, they are doing an evening dedicated to Cole Porter, with, I gotta say, an all-star lineup. I mean, unbelievable people. Karen Akers, Steve Ross, Anna Bergman, who's so wonderful and rhapsodic. Jeff Horner is terrific. Sally Mays, a recent upcoming star named T. Oliver Reed. We'll hear from him in a second. This is something you don't want to miss. And I would be a little remiss if I didn't point out another wonderful artist who's in the area. I mean, we're playing all cabaret songs today, but I'm going to make one little change up. This is a performance by a hilarious fellow named Peter Scolari, who's currently playing the lead Pseudolus in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum at Bay Street Theater. And this is his rendition of one of my favorite Porter songs from Out of This World, They Couldn't Compare to You. So from the City Center Encore's version of this wonderful sort of mythological musical, here is Peter Scolari.
Oh, what a bevy of beauties. Oh, what a school of fish. Oh, what a covey of cuties. Oh, what a dish delish. I've known but litters of minxes, all of them fun for a while. But now, for the nonce, what methinks is you've got them.
We've got them. Read a mile.
They couldn't compare to you. They couldn't compare to you. Although I've played many, many a maid, they couldn't compare to you. I've thoroughly pitched the woo. From the heights of Valhalla to Kalamazoo. And though they all had a lot on the ball, they couldn't compare to you.
Oh, ladies fair, he's had more than his share.
And strange
but true. I hereby declare from tiptoe to hair, they could not compare to you. After playing the local sirens who resided in my environs, I decided to learn the art of Cupid's trickery. So at once I started cruising, found the muses so amusing that I even got a kick out of Terpsichore. After her I met Calypso, who was definitely a dipso. Then I fled to fat Brunhilde, she was German. After snitching Eve from Adam, I attended Call Me Madam, and shortly began to nestle Merman. I admired the silken body of the chic Scheherazade. Then of Lady Godiva I became the lord. After that I staged an orgy for some friends of Lucretia Borgia, and ended up at the Stork with Fanny Ward. After having had a party with Phoenicia's goddess Astarte, well, I raised a bit of hell with Penelope. After quieting all my urchins for several Vestal virgins, I put on a strip for Gypsy Rosalie. Though I liked the Queen of Sheba, she was mentally an amoeba. As for Beatrice d'Este, she was a pest and far too chesty. As for the passionate wife of Nero, my reactions were frankly zero. As for that sorceress known as Circe, she was so hot I hollered for mercy.
So hot we hollered for mercy!
There was Galatea and mean Medea and Sappho, one of the best. There was Nefertiti, a perfect sweetie and gay Mae West. I was a hell of a fella with Cinderella and Isabella of Spain. And I used to caress both Lola Montez and that damn Calamity Jane. When betwixt Nell Gwynn and Anne Boleyn I was forced to make my choice, I became so confused I was even amused and abused by Peggy Joyce. There was Melisande, a platinum blonde, how I loved to ruffle her locks. There was bright Aurora, then Pandora, who let me open her
box. They couldn't compare to you.
They couldn't compare to you.
Although he's played many, many a maid.
They couldn't compare to you. I've thoroughly pitched the woo. From Calipipolippi to Tippecanoe.
And though they all had a lot on the ball,
they couldn't compare to you. But true, I hereby declare from tiptoe to hair,
from head cap to square,
from dressed up to bare,
they couldn't compare to you.
One of Cole Porter's wittiest and filthiest songs, among many, from Out of This World, sung by Peter Scolari. Well, they couldn't compare a roster of finer cabaret talent than the one they've assembled at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center on Saturday, August 10th at 8:30 p.m. for an evening of Cole Porter, his whole work, sung by these amazing people. And one of my all-time favorites is Steve Ross, who has co-hosted the show with me, and I play him as frequently as I can. And here's a rendition of a great Cole Porter song that I actually think he knocks out of the ballpark. I don't think it's far preferable to hear this and even to watch it in the show, if you can ever see the show. Very rarely revived. But if anybody can do that, of course, it's Steve Ross singing the title number from Can Can.
Everybody, she gone shoddy, everybody loves to dance. Since that big dance, infra-dig dance, called the can-can captivated France. Why does it kill every care? Why is it done everywhere? There is no trick to a can-can. It is so simple to do. When you once kick to a can-can, 'twill be so easy for you. If a slow Mohammed Dan can, if a kilted Scottish clan can, if in Wagner a Valkyrie Anne can, baby, you can too. if a lass in Michigan can, if an ass in Astrakhan can, if a bass in the Saskatchewan can, maybe you can too. If in Deauville every swell can, it is so simple to do. If Debussy and Ravel can, it'll be so easy for you. If the Louvre custodian can, if the Garde Républicain can, if Van Gogh and Matisse and Cézanne can, maybe you can too. If a chief in the Sudan can, if the hefty Aga Khan can, if the camels and his caravan can, baby, you can too. If the waltz king Johann Strauss can, it is so simple to do. If his gals in Fledermaus can, t'will be so easy for you. Lovely Dusa in Milan can, Lucien Guitry and Rejane can, Sarah Bernhardt upon her divan can, baby you can too. If a holy a Hindu man can, if a gangly Anglican can, if in Lesbos a pure lesbian can, baby you can too. If an ape gargantuan can, it is so simple to do. If a clumsy pelican can, 'twill be so easy for you. If a dachshund in Berlin can, if a tomcat in Peking can, if a crowded sardine in a tin can, baby, you can too. If a rhino with a crash can, if a hippo with a splash can, if an elm and an oak and an ash can, baby, you can too.
Steve Ross. Well, if you can get your can down to the West Hampton Performing Arts Center August 10th, to hear the hymn and amazing people, as I said, Karen Akers, Anna Bergman, Jeff Harner, Sally Mays, you will have a great evening. You can get tickets by going online to whbpac.org, whbpac.org, or 631-288-1500. And one of the reasons I'm thrilled to go down there is I have not seen our next singer, who is really up and coming and so wonderful. I think he's going to make a next generation of people adore him. And that is T. Oliver Reed. And here he sings a song from Du Barry Was a Lady, Do I Love You? T. Oliver Reed.
After that sweet summer after, when for the first time I saw you appear, dreaming of you, I composed a tune. So won't you listen to it, doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July need a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I, if you ever should go away? If the sun should desert the day, what would life be? Will I leave you? Never could the ocean leave the shore. Will I worship you forever? Isn't heaven forevermore? Do I love you? Do I? Oh, my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me.
watching her appeal from every angle. There's a big romantic deal I've got to wangle. For I've fallen for a certain lovely lass. And it's not a passing fancy or a fancy pass. I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do. For I love all of you. To gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, baby, for I love all of you. For I love all of you.
Well, I couldn't have a Cole Porter party at the Waldorf Astoria without inviting Sammy Davis, could I? That was his rendition of All of You from Silk Stockings, which opened in 54, 55, I forget which, and it must have been recorded right around the same time. Great song, and of course a great performer. We all have our favorite songs by our favorite composers. Gee, if you'd have to pick a favorite Cole Porter song, that would be tough. I don't think I could pick one, but certainly among them is our next number, sung by one of my very favorite singers, Mary Clear Heron, from her debut album. I think it was Live at the Algonquin. And it is a song from the Broadway Melody of 1940, not a very well-known movie, but a great song, I Concentrate on You.
Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile so sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you declined, on the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, just to prove that even wise men can be wrong. I concentrate on you. On your smile so sweet, so tender. When at first my kiss you declined. On the light in your eyes when you surrender. And once again our arms intertwine. Just to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. I concentrate and concentrate.
That was the ever-tantalizing Mary Claire Herron singing I Concentrate on You. And I am concentrating on the music of Cole Porter. And if you like the music of Cole Porter, you have to, if you can breathe and you're not a stone, as Isaac Mizrahi once said. And if you're listening to the show, you probably like his music. So, hie thee hence to the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center on Saturday, August 10th at 8:30 p.m. for a wonderful evening called, I think it's called It's the Lovely, co-sponsored with the Mabel Mercer Foundation. And you have the all-star team, the superstars of Worldwide Cabaret, Steve Ross, Karen Akers, Anna Bergman, Jeff Harner, Sally Mays, T. Oliver Reed, backed up by the wonderful Larry Bud Ehrman, a close personal friend. And although I won't be on stage, I will be in the house cheering and clapping and screaming and yelling along with, I hope, as many of you as can get to West Hampton Beach. So this is Larry Mazon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Thrilled to have spent a swelligant, elegant party with Cole Porter this afternoon. And let's go out with one of the more recent singing superstars of this sort of vein, pop songs, who clearly loves Cole Porter and knows how to sell it to a modern audience. And I mean, of course, Diana Krall with a wonderful rendition of From This Moment On.
From this moment on, you from this moment on, from this happy day, no more blues songs, only hootie-doo songs. From this moment on, for you got the love I need so much. I got the skin that I love to touch. I got the arms to hold me tight. Got those sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. Oh, from this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. We'll be right back. you've got the love I need so much. I got the skin that I love to touch. I got the arms to hold me tight. I got those sweet lips to kiss me tonight. From this moment on,
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.